Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. It's just you and me still, just the two of us. I want to continue to talk about relevance and irrelevance. You know, folks, the marketplace is indifferent to your very existence. It doesn't care. It doesn't know who you are. It doesn't care who you are. You can come, you can go, you can make a splash, you can disappear. The marketplace just keeps on moving. It's totally agnostic to who you are and whether you succeed or not. There's no emotion. It is just the marketplace. It owes you nothing, and it will give you nothing unless you take it, unless you earn it. And that's the difference between being relevant and irrelevant. The closer you get to irrelevance, the more the marketplace, the ruder it will be to you. It will seem, it won't be rude to you on purpose because it doesn't have that ability, but it will seem that way. The closer you cross over the line from relevance to irrelevance, the marketplace will seem rude to you. And that's when you've heard me talk about when it starts going bad, it all goes bad. That's what happens. So I would really like for you to start thinking about the concept of relevance. And relevance is established not with the marketplace. Relevance is established with prospects and customers. And this concept of relevance, and I wrote a book about this, The Age of the Customer. The concept of relevance is about whether whatever you have is connecting with people who will buy what you have. Somebody once said, will the dogs eat your dog food? You know, if you own a pet, you know that's the trick, right? Sometimes they'll eat the dog food, or the cat food, and sometimes they won't. And so, will the dogs eat the dog food? That's the thing that you got to think about. And will your customers, are they attracted to what you're offering? And as a small business owner, you have to continuously be checking on that. And because we've just come through this coronavirus, we've been extruded through this coronavirus wormhole, as we come out of the other side of it, we're finding a new world in front of us, a new marketplace with new conditions, new landscape. We've got the still have the impact. I went shopping with my grandsons yesterday to buy them some back to school clothes, as I do every year. And the lady every time somebody walked away from the counter to pay, she had to wipe down the counter every time. These are new expectations. We didn't have this 6 months ago. We just walked up to the old germs, right? Whatever germs they left, we walked right up and got them all over us. Now that can't be the way. There's plastic up everywhere. Those are new physical expectations. But there are other expectations that aren't so evident, that aren't so prominent. And as a small business owner, you have to find out what those are. Because your relevance, your literally your ability to stay in business, depends upon your relevance. And your relevance depends upon your ability to meet the expectations of customers. And the expectation of customers are whatever they think they are. But remember this, they're not always conscious. Customers, and you and I are this way when we're customers. Customers are not always conscious. Prospects are not always conscious of how their expectations have changed. They don't think about it like that. They don't think about okay, these are my new expectations, and this is how I'm going to do business when I go to the store. That's not how it works for them. They just have a need or a want. A need is something they must have. A want is something they can have in 100,000 different variations, from a little bit more to everything. They have their needs and their wants, and they go to the marketplace, and they try to fill those. And they do that with their expectation. And in a regular year, expectations can change from one day to the next. But more likely, they'll change over a season or a year or a decade. But now with the coronavirus, we're in the middle of this pandemic. The new expectations have evolved because of what we've just come through. There are new financial conditions for customers. Some of them have a job, some of them don't. Everybody's a little scared. If you're going to maintain relevance, which is sustainability, you have to find that with your customers and prospects. They hold the relevance key. They hold the key to the gate that gets you inside and keeps you there. And yet, by the way, you can get kicked out if you become irrelevant. And when you become irrelevant to a customer, they're not mad at you. You're just irrelevant. And so you got to keep up with this, folks. This is a really important thing to understand, the fine line between relevance and irrelevance in order for you to survive. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingham. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.